I saw a panic in the laboratories where they begin to actually start a movement of another virus. Just like as they said about COVID, this virus will be coming from an animal. It will be over 10 times more dangerous than COVID. Notice here, I'm not validating COVID was there or wasn't. I'm trying to say to you, according to what they shall say, it will be beyond 10 times, 15 times more than COVID. It is a dangerous thing that they begin to discover. When I say discover here, I'm talking about what they would tell us on TV. If you hear the words of a prophet, hear them clearly. This was an animal.
COVID left us. That one was a plandemic. Not a pandemic. It was planned. And another one is coming. Yeah, there is another lockdown coming. Mark your bottom dollar. You can bet it. They are already planning it as I'm talking to you. They are sitting in offices to plan what to do now. When they said we are free, I said it again. Trust me, another one is coming. More dangerous than this one. It will make this one look like child's play. And they'll be more strict on this one.
We also ought to pray against plagues. In that I saw a plague rising. Whether it's a flu strain or whatever it is, but it's a plague that the enemy is trying to bring in.
And there are going to be fears of another pandemic. But the Lord said, do not worry. They tried once and they woke you up. Are you not awake now? Let me say this. Don't get angry or something like that. It won't affect you. Not here. But lockdowns are coming. But our Jesus doesn't like lockdowns. They locked him in the grave. He came out.
Hallelujah.
There is a new disease that is rising. They'll begin to talk about it. They will say it is looking like it is going to be worse than this one. This one that they're going to talk about is not even worse. Few weeks, they'll talk about, no, we have realized it's not exactly so. Never fear nothing. Don't fear. There are rumors of war, but there are also rumors of diseases. Rumors of viruses. Don't listen to it. We have conquered. You came out. There is a disease that is coming from birds. It is not these ones only flying. Even the ones called chicken. Even if they are birds, they are called bird family. And they will try to make it bigger than what it is. They want to put you again in lockdown. That's the plan. Now the problem is with the prayers that went out. They are confused now. They don't know what plan to take. Because we uncovered their plans. Exposed them for who they are. Before they did anything, they were sitting as Judas. We reduced them by prophetic utterances. We reduced them. They were ready. They had already planned that by March, they lock you down. But the disease, right now, is just rumor out there, going out. But they want to make it big in the coming few weeks. They want to talk about it too much. Birds, virus, this thing going around, it has gone on human beings now. By fire, by power, we expose them before time. We expose them before time.
5 years ago, COVID-19 was first reported in China's Wuhan. And years later, the question still remains if the world is ready for another pandemic. The ongoing spread of a novel bird flu strain, specifically the H5N1, is causing alarm among public and animal health officials across the U.S. as it continues to infect various species. The spread of the strain has raised concerns that the virus could mutate into a form transmissible between humans, potentially triggering a pandemic which could bring the world to a halt in a similar way it did years ago when COVID-19 surfaced and wreaked havoc. National Public Health Agency of the U.S. reportedly found bird flu mutations in a patient in Louisiana. CDC said in a statement that the Louisiana case of bird flu marks the first instance of severe illness that's linked to the virus within the U.S. A new mystery virus outbreak has sparked concern about another epidemic emerging from China. Beijing's silence, in a way, is not helping the situation. China is reportedly witnessing a rise in respiratory illnesses, including human metapneumovirus, also known as HMPV.
Powered by the Holy Spirit, Hubert Angel. More up to date than tomorrow's newspaper.